set to a half hour hold bus trying to find the place.
Okay, you've been sent by your student paper to cover a meeting of Safe Streets, Safer Students. It's a new club, and I'm Taylor Coleman, and I'm welcoming you to this meeting. I'm passing out a sign-up sheet, and for this meeting, we've got some ideas for the club. They've included a political action group to try to raise awareness of safety issues on campus. We're thinking of a student-sponsored escort service, and in general, any other kind of way to make students feel safer on campus. And as this club develops, we see who steps forward and makes suggestions and what kind of issues we face, we can talk a little bit more about the direction we'd like to take the club. Now, overall, I think the key is confidence, self-confidence, and independence. And by the way, the direction we'd like to take the club was a cue line. Who's got the
club was supposed to be about sharing rides and organizing escorts. Isn't that why we're here?
Well, I mean, well, that's part of it. I mean, I'm hoping that we're going to find a bunch of different ideas. Certainly the escort service and sharing rides is one that I think is useful. But again, I think really it's about self-confidence and independence. We're not here to talk about whether the EMC campus police can do their job on their own. I think we recognize we're a growing university and police can't be there all the time. And you see, safe streets and safer students is all about self-confidence and independence. And it is a good idea, I think, Clarissa, to have ideas open to you. But, you know, being in a group is one way to take matters into your own hands. I mean, that's the thing. You can't always depend on campus police. I mean, we know that. What happens, however, when you can't depend on your fellows to come pick you up? I mean, yes, a ride service is great, but if you get dependent on the ride service, then you're really no better off than if you were dependent before on the police.
Suggesting that, like, we have to take care of this on our own?
Well, okay. A lot of people are victims because they don't know how to fight back. I mean, knowing how to fight back is all about knowing when to fight back. You don't wait for the other guy to throw the first punch when you're taking care of yourself.
Isn't this supposed to be a meeting about a student escort service? I mean, I agree that safety is important and all that, but I always heard that you're not supposed to fight back against a mugger. You throw your purse one way and you run the other way, that sort of thing. What does Janet say about all this?
Okay, well listen, you're not going to go around looking for a fight and trying to encourage a battle, but if you're targeted, you've got to fight.
Well, Taylor is one who caught up with the physical protection ideas, and I think were really good, very important. I don't think that's why, the only reason why I focus on making the streets safer. I mean, I don't have the martial arts training that Taylor has, but he's been very supportive of me. I mean,
Janet,
supportive
I'm
of
so
my...
Sorry, man. Back,
the
please,
club
I'm
has
so
been,
sorry.
He has really good ideas for self-defense programs. He's been really supportive. I can't thank him enough. I don't think we should all listen to his ideas.
And I think, listen, I mean, that was really rude, whoever you were
Janet, you broke my heart. Don't you remember me, Janet, on prom night? That message you left on my voicemail, it wasn't my fault. There was this guy in an alley, and then I woke up in the hospital. They told me it was 2 days later. It wasn't my fault.
You left me sitting in the rain for a half an hour on prom night. You humiliated me.
Listen, I think this is getting a little out of control here. We are here to talk about keeping the streets safer. I mean, you know, the determination and the confidence of the turtle enrages the enemy and it forces the enemy to act rashly. And that's a weakness.
Does everybody know that Taylor has been obsessed with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles since he was about 10 years old?
Hey, they're cool.
He's used them in almost every paper he's ever written for school.
Okay, the turtle watches, alert, and wise, ready to exploit a weakness, ready to strike with reptilian determination. Okay, listen. Let's see. There's, okay. We got more from you. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brother Doug, you've been in a mental institution for depression and erratic behavior. You've never hurt anyone, and you don't believe you're a threat, but your biggest problem is you have a broken heart.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Well, why don't we break up into small groups and let's discuss ideas for safe streets, safer students. Okay? And what you guys can do during this group session, play the role of the reporter, track down somebody who said something that you're curious about, get their name, get their information, follow through. Okay? Those of you who are playing a role, for now, play your role. Later, you will have time to track down other people and ask questions for that. But right now, everybody stay in character. And those of you who heard something, go after somebody who said something strange, get their name and information. I'm actually going to shut the recorder off now because this is not going to be public information. This is what you get from individuals, all right?